This is a joke that I'm here because I took an improv class with Debbie Hirsch, and this is improv. So, okay. So, yes, we have our Mitzrayim. We're here. Mitzrayim happened how many years ago, right? But Mitzrayim happens for us. It's not history. It's now. It's always present. We always have our Mitzrayim that we're going through, and this is something that is supposed to help us grow. I saw an interesting saying by someone. His name is Steve Bold. He's a mental toughness coach. And he said, struggle sucks. Adversity is painful, and obstacles are irritating. The only thing worse is when none of them show up. There's something about winning without a fight that feels illegitimate. So life is not about having everything smooth, and you know, it's not really, that really doesn't give us that excitement, that inner glow, inner growth. And actually someone just mentioned to me that her friend decided to start going to Neve to become a Balas Tshuva because she heard a talk on a birthright trip by a rabbi in Tzfat who said something that we all know. We are mostly soul. Our physical being is not our main part. Our main thing is that we are soul. And she said, oh, wow, I didn't think about that. I think I better start working on my soul. And she went, and she is now studying, and she's working on her soul. So that's what our main drive, our main purpose is in life, is to remember that we are soul. And as our soul, we have been given that, as a human being, we've been given that job to become Adam, Adam Elo, to become like Hashem. And how do we do that? Through our midos. And that's something we should have been always learning since our childhood. So that's one thing. Okay, I would like to just thank the OU for giving me the opportunities that I've had since I made Aliyah 4 years ago. And today actually is my anniversary, my 35th anniversary, and Beis Nisan. So that is also tremendous. It's just like, it's amazing because I couldn't imagine going through those first 5 years alive. And now it's 35 years. It's just, isn't it amazing? So I think that's also an amazing thing. And I'd love to be able to bring up some things that I've learned. I'll just tell you a little bit about my history, which, you know, all of us have our histories. And as a little girl, I pretty much had it very well. I had Baruch Hashem parents who took care of my every need. I had, you know, all the food I needed. I had, you know, parents and siblings. I lived in the same house with my grandparents. But I was miserable. I was a miserable child, miserably lonely child, only girl. I lived in a neighborhood without friends. I was a chubby little girl with curly red hair, which most girls, you know, I was just like, you know, and very shy. So I wasn't, you know, no one really called, and I didn't really have friends. And that's something that, you know, I struggled with. I also had no words to, like, why I should feel that way. You can't really be upset if you didn't have any terrible things happen to you, right? So what are the words? Well, why do I feel that way? And I found out when I was 19, when I read an article by Miriam Adahan. Who heard of her? And did everyone heard of Miriam Adahan? She's an author, psychologist, and she's changed the lives of millions since she started doing Emmet groups in Chicago, I think in Detroit, then Chicago, and then in Eretz Yisrael, and she's written dozens of books that have been translated in many languages. So I read an article when I was 19 in the Jewish press, and my eyes popped open. I said, this lady knows me, and I don't know myself, because she gave me words for my emotions, for what I was feeling. And I wrote to her sister. There was an address to her sister in Chicago. So where are these Emmet meetings? I need them desperately. And she said, well, sorry, there's nothing in Brooklyn. So I was always listening, where is this Emmet coming from? Then I found out a few years later, I got married, I already had 2 children, and I found out there's a book called Emmet. I went to get the book, and I opened this book, and like, this is not easy to do on your own. I mean, you have to struggle with breaking your ego, creating a new person with every action, with every thought, with everything that goes through your life. I can't do this on my own. This is very hard. So then I saw, also in the Jewish Press, a tiny little ad that said, Emmett meeting, this address, this time. That's it. And I went, and I found myself there, and I went till the leader had some kind of medical situation where she couldn't continue. I didn't feel ready to continue, to lead it, but I said, B'makom she'en anashim, hishtadol yosish. I needed it desperately. And it made my life just, you know, like, amazing, because you learn how everything that Hashem puts in your Dalet Amos, everything is for you to grow in myriad different ways, in all the midos, stuff like that. So that is, I have 20 minutes. Okay, great. So that is my story. I just want to mention also, just a couple of things that when I look into davening, I look for insights. It's because every day, who heard of quantum physics? Anyone raise your hand, quantum physics? Okay, people have like a vague understanding of what it is. And who heard of Newtonian physics? Yeah. Newtonian physics? Okay, everything in life has paradigms. There's two paradigms. Paradigm of the physical, paradigm of the spiritual. There's a paradigm of God, right? Echad, and the Sheni. Okay, so we say in Adon Olam, v'hu echad, v'ein sheni, laham shilo lahachbira. There's always, Hashem created the world with an illusion that there is a sheni. And there's always someone that's going to try to imitate, they want to be the master, they want to be in charge of their own fate, right? And this is a play. This is like, this goes back and forth. We're born, right? We come from Hashem. We're one with Hashem. Right? Echad, we're connected, and then we come and we're born, and suddenly we're separated from our parent, from our mother, right? We're two now. Mother, child, we're two. And this is something that we struggle with every choice we make. Are we going to be connected with Hashem? Are we going to use that opportunity to say thank you and to become more like Him? Or are we going to say, this is not from Hashem. This is misery, and I don't thank Hashem for it. And, you know, I'm just going to stay in a very bad place. And where do we stay? Where is that place? That place is inside. That place is in our emotions. And when we decide we want to connect with Hashem, we connect with what parts of our body. Now, this is also, as we get closer to Mashiach, there's an awareness worldwide that we are, that the physical and the spiritual and the emotional is all really connected. When we eat right, we feel good, and we could do good things, right? When we fill ourselves up with sugar and whatever addictive things, do we feel good? Can we do anything with ourselves? Can we accomplish? People struggle with that. So that's something, that's why the food and the emotions, that's why I do it all together. Miriam Adahan also, she advises people on health and diet and also in emotions, because it all ties one together. So I also found a visual. So first of all, they know scientifically, neuroscience knows there's three brains. There's the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain. Did anyone ever hear of this? Raise your hand if you heard of the gut brain. The microbiome is the big word in health today. Health, medicine, the microbiome. No one heard of this? Okay, the microbiome is the whole microbial ecology in our bodies. Things that you can't see with your eyes, right? Once upon a time, before the electron microscope, they couldn't see microbes. It was just like malaria, you know, like, means bad ear. They didn't know that it was a microbe, a bacteria that was causing illness. It was just like demons or whatever. Now they could see everything. They could see the microbiome in the gut is, not only is the gut make neurotransmitters, just like the brain, it also does a lot of the digestion. And they found out now, because who heard of superbugs? C. difficile, like it kills a lot of people. Because now they know that antibiotics was overused, and because of trying to kill instead of work together with our bodies, and that's something that we all have to deal with. And that's also causing a lot of the mental problems, because again, the microbiome, the microbes in the gut create neurotransmitters that we use in our head. So if we stifle them in the gut, they're stifled in the brain. Okay, so again, head brain, heart brain, gut brain. There's neurology in all three places. And as we know, to be mamlech Hashem, with every choice we make, moach, mem, lamed, lev, kaved, or klayot, that's melech. When we have them in order, when we use our brain, when we learn all the things that I, you know, in all the svarim, whether it's emet, cheshbon hanefesh, all these sifrei musar teach us the concepts, then we have to use them in practice. So let's say in marriage, we come up with all kinds of conflicts. That's when we start using it in our hearts and our guts. As women, that's where our bina yaseira lies, in our guts. And a lot of times they're like whispers, things that we know we're not so sure about doing something, but because we're not connected to our guts, because of our diet and because of the antibiotics, we have lost in just this generation the real connection to our bina yaseira. So we listen instead to other people's moach, and we ignore our own guts. So that's part of what a lot of the problems that are existing today. Like my son-in-law came for a few days from America, and he mentioned to my husband, because he himself has three friends, he's bought of 33, he has three friends that overdosed his age and are gone. So, and this is happening. This is, every time I listen to the go-to convention on everything, it's always about the exponentially growing problems with addictions and all these kind of things. No one wants to hear about it. But it's really, these are things that we really have in our own power to do something about, right? Of course, with Hashem, we can't do anything without Hashem. But our DNA has, the Weizmann Institute, they found out the mathematical sequence in our DNA is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay? So when we say, God help me, I can't do it myself, I'll say, well, I already put it in you. It's in your DNA. So that's a little bit of my story. I only have a few minutes left, and I did want to talk about something else. I wanted to say this. Again, every time I look in the Chumash, I tell my husband doesn't always like this, because if there's no source, he doesn't like it. So, but I tell him it's my insight. And when I spoke to Rivka Siegel, who ran Le'ela, she says it's pshat. If you know it, if that's what you feel, it's pshat. So in Pashas Kisisa, we know that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? We'll get rid of the Klal Yisrael. We'll start from you. And Moshe says, what? They're going to say, you know, the Mitzrayim are going to say, you took them out of Mitzrayim to take them, to kill them in the Harim. Doesn't say in the Midbar, in the Harim. Well, why in the mountains? They didn't go to, they went to the desert. So my insight was like this, based on my work, my inner work, is that they're going to say that Mitzrayim was the center of being enslaved to your Yetzer Hara. You're shackled to your desires, and you have to give in to them, right? That's Mitzrayim. That's what we know about Mitzrayim. That's our, you know? And you took the Jews out to climb mountains, to become character, to have character like God, divine characters. And then they're going to say that, you see, nobody can do that. We have to stay shackled to our Yetzaras. You see, these Jews couldn't do it. You're going to kill them? You see, nobody can do that. You gave human beings too much of a job to do. So that's our job. Our job is to just take one step at a time, because we really never take even that first step. When I get up in the morning and I complain later in myself, because I'm always talking to myself, I complain, I'm like, you're complaining? You didn't give your first breath. Hashem helped you with your first breath, your first step in the morning. So that's it. If anyone would like to say, you know, share about what obstacles, struggles, if you'd like to share something, you could. Would anyone like to share? Because it's supposed to be interactive, as I was asked. I just want to mention, if anyone wants to come, I do an Emmet meeting. Right now it's Mondays in Rehavia. I'm going to start again after Pesach. If you'd like, I could start something in your neighborhood, wherever it is. And it's about... Oh, well, let me tell you what it is. Okay. So what's Emmet? Okay, Emmet, like I said, teaches We learn how to make every situation in our life something that we're going to grow from, okay? So we learn the tools. Let's say, for example, for tools. We learn, okay, first of all, if there's, okay, any kind of, you know, you're late for something and you stop beating yourself up, okay? So there's the event, the trigger, okay? Everyone has a thought, anything that happens. Then there's step two. Step two is understanding your temperamental working up process. If you get upset with yourself, you start shaming yourself, or blaming somebody else, that's called passive temper. And then there's hostile temper for someone else on the outside, God, whoever. You're angry at people. So a lot of times we just stuff it. We're used to this, I guess it's really the whole gullus of Edom, who was Esav. Esav was very much into, you know, people think he was this wild, you know, looking here, you know, hunter. But really, when we look into the, you know, into the Svarim, he was the quintessential Talmid Chacham. He fooled Yitzchak because he had it all up here. He didn't have it in his heart. He didn't want to chew. That's why he told Yaakov, pour it down my throat. I don't want to chew. I don't want to have to think. I don't want to have my emotions dealt with. So that's this is the Gullus of Edom. A lot of times we don't want to deal with our emotions. It's too hard. But we are emotional beings. The best way is to learn about our emotions. So that's what step two is. Don't stuff. Don't jump to the step three. Oh, everything's fine. I can deal with it. I can be nice. No, we want to know what is triggering us. And a lot of times it's something from childhood. It's from the philosophy, the erroneous beliefs that we're around. Hashem doesn't love us. Fear, we're afraid of everything. Oh, I wanted to mention the Rav that just spoke. He spoke about his ancestor who walked out and the dogs were afraid of him. Well, you know what? It happens today not with Gedolim. There's a woman that has a bee farm. She does not wear any kind of thing for protection because she gives out thoughts of love. She knows that these are love. In all her years of being a bee farmer, she had only a few stings, and she has bees all over her because she gives out thoughts of love that there's only love. There's only one being to fear. If you have more than one fear, that means we haven't gotten there yet. We don't have that fear of God. Okay, so the step three in what we learn in Emet is the tools. The tools, accept Hashem's will. But it can't just happen like that. You have to first understand what is making you, you know, all the different parts. What are your thoughts? What are your emotions? We go through a sift. Our sensations, that we become connected with our bodies. Sensations in our stomach, a lot of times butterflies, tension, headache, dry mouth, all these are sensations, feelings, thoughts, feelings is not thoughts. Feelings is just feeling an emotion of fear, of whatever it is, anger, disappointment, loneliness. Those are feelings. Sensations, impulses. I wanted to eat the whole bag of cookies, right? Whether you did or didn't. But an impulse to do something that's harmful. What are impulses, sensations, impulses, feelings, and then thoughts, okay? Thoughts come into our head all the time. We choose which thoughts we want to think, okay? But there's always, we think like 10,000 thoughts a day. But choice. Emet is about choosing. Choosing, and that's also something that we haven't been given in this. Again, in this culture of Edom, we're told that you must do this and you must do that. And we don't, a lot of times in chinuch, in schools, we're not giving children choices. We talk about it. But to have them really, to have us really choose to be, you know, who we are and to choose whichever actions and whichever thoughts and whichever feelings, that's how we become our greater selves, is to know that we're, you know, we're choosers. Oh, so far it's in Ben Maimon 40 at 11 o'clock on Monday mornings. So we'll have to be in touch. You'll maybe leave me your email address and I'll let you know when I'm going to be doing it next, after Pesach. Oh, yes. 054-352-2623. And my email address is itateigman, itateigman, at gmail.com. Teigman, teigman, at gmail.com. And hopefully after Pesach, we'll be zocha to do another healthy living, healthy cooking class, which I do with my friend Esther Weiser. She's a naturopath and a professor at Shalom for nutrition, iridology. And she talks about the conditions, how to prevent, how to relieve. And I do the foods, because food is medicine. Yes. My number again is 054-352-2623, and my email is itateigman at gmail.com, Ita Teigman. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Can you remind everybody to bench?
Five. Oh, please, you have an opportunity to bring bracha in your life when you bench. When you bench. Oh, I have an insight. The one more insight, because I shared it with my son when he was going through his struggles. Okay? Now, struggles. I said, every time I daven, I try to look for something new. So it says, who knows saying lechem lechol basar ki liolam chasto. So I asked my son, can you think of a word in Hebrew that means struggle that has the same shoresh as lechem? Does anyone know? Melchama. So I told him, lechem, that's our bread, is our struggle, and that's the chesed. Because through our mitzrayim, that's the chesed. Then we get to be like Hashem, and that's the chesed. So thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Zmira.
Thank you so much, Ita. That was unbelievable. For just off the cuff, it just all came rolling out. So that's really amazing. Thank you very, very much. Okay, so...
One more thing.
Yeah?
Just a visual. It's a visual. When I found this in the store, I said, wow, what a visual. This, you know what this is? A tsinar, right?
Tsinar.
What number does it look like?
One.
Okay. What number does it look like? Two. Like a two. When we are connected with Hashem as a one, okay, Hashem is always sending down brachas and deya and all kinds of things. When we make ourselves aligned with integrity, as a matter of fact, this is also throughout the world, it's called the multiple brain integration. When we are integrated and integrity is integrated, then we get Shefa coming down our tzinor into our lives. And when we think we're better than Hashem, we get disconnected, nothing, only from the ground. Okay? It looks real, it's an illusion. We only get real stuff when we make ourselves into integrity.
Yeah,
thank you. Huh?